In 2004, author and playwright Hunter Bell wanted to submit a musical to the first New York Music Theater Festival. With only 3 weeks until deadline, he and his friend composer Jeff Bowen got to work. But instead of making up a totally new plot, Bell and Bowen used the comic chaos and witty dialogue that came out of making the very show they were working on.
We could get important points across, like, are we writing for art? And is art a springboard for fame? And will fame get us a paycheck? But will a paycheck mean that we're sellouts? And if we sell out, will they yell out me and you?
The work ended up being chosen for the Musical Theater Festival and has been performed in theaters ever since. Rob Weiner is directing title of show at Farmer's Alley Theater in Kalamazoo starting tonight. He told WMUK the show has a special connection to Farmer's Alley.
Title of show opened on Broadway 6 years ago this week, and it closed right around the time when Farmer's Alley opened in 2008. And so I just thought that was sort of karma there, that that show had that journey going on the same time that we here in Kalamazoo and Farmer's Alley Theater were going through our little journey to start our program. And the musical speaks to artists, but it also speaks to anyone who's ever had a dream, wanted to accomplish something, had setbacks, and then ultimately through perseverance, hard work, have the opportunity to make something, you know, special happen.
And when you least expect, opportunity walks through the door. You suddenly connect with the thing that you forgot that you've been looking for. And there you are.
The Farmer's Alley production has an all-star cast. Broadway actor Eric Potter plays Jeff Bowen, and Hunter Bell is played by comedian and TV star Stephen Guarino, who's currently playing Toby on MTV's Finding Carter. Hunter and Jeff's real-life friends, Heidi and Susan, are played by New York actress and WMU grad Caitlin Lester Sams and local favorite Mary Teusch. Guarino says he actually knew Hunter and Jeff back in the early 2000s.
We all started to share this sort of this interesting idea about deconstructing the elements of theater, and we started to play around with those ideas. And so it's so wild for me to be now like doing a show that people I knew regionally that is a tried and true production now, and to think that I kind of was aware of how they were coming up with the,
yes,
the elements of it.
I'm sorry, Larry, from the key change. 5, 6, 7, 8. Maybe someday our show will get a theater, and if not this festival, then somewhere out west.
TV actors in our show, what could be sweeter?
Thanks. Great.
The music and title of show is fast-paced and packed with dialogue. Even so, actor Eric Potter says Bell and Bowen didn't make the melody any easier.
Usually in a musical, one person does all the tenor line, one person does all the bass, and they've split it up. They both share, which is just a testament that they both have really great voices. Because there's some notes in this show that are way up there.
There are a lot of references in the show that are aimed at regular theatergoers. Farmer's Alley even put a glossary in the back of the program. But Potter says that doesn't mean you'll enjoy the show any less.
Despite the fact that there are obscure references, even if you don't understand what they are, it's either the delivery or the context of the line, it's still hilarious. And that's, I think, what the charm of this show is that you don't have to be a theater dork, so to speak, to enjoy it.
A part of ducking out before the show's finale to get to the opening night at Tavern on the Green. A part of my sheet music on sale in Schubert Alley and a trendy photo shoot for a homo magazine. All our gay skills filling playbills, we'll be part of it all.
Title of show premieres at Farmer's Alley Theater in Kalamazoo tonight and runs through August 3rd. Title of show is not appropriate for children. This story was produced with the help of WMUK's Kara Lawrence.